الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This is one of the most shortest surah of the Quran Sharif, but the meaning of it is such that Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says that if nothing else in the Quran Sharif was revealed, no other surah, no other ayat, only this surah, it was also enough for the guidance of mankind. So that means it's clear that what a great message there must be in it. Most of us, we read the surah in our namazes, but because it's short, we read it. We should read it and ponder of the meaning of it and take the lessons from it. And as Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, this can be enough for our hidayat if we ponder in the meaning and we take the lessons and we apply them in our lives. It will be enough for our guidance and hidayat. In the surah, is the Allah Ta'ala starts wal asr. Al asr is time. We know commonly nowadays you get a watch also, al asr, the time. So it is time. And wa is qasam. Allah is taking an oath on time. And Allah Ta'ala only takes oath, qasam, on these very great creations. So time is a very great creation of Allah Ta'ala. First, we should also understand that we just take it for granted, time. We are born in time. All events of history take place in time. People pass away in time. Time is, we don't pay any attention. But time is a creation of Allah. Allah created time. And Allah, it's a very great qudrat of Allah and a very great ni'mat of Allah. A person can appreciate time when he runs short of time. For example, he is at the airport and he has to check in, and for whatever reason he got delayed reaching the airport. And now they check him in, but they say the gates will close in 10 minutes time. And you only got 8 minutes. So you have to rush. How fast you have, you can't look at anywhere, you just have to rush to get to the gate in time. So time, at that time we realize how valuable time is. And in that same strain, that yeah, Allah has taken qasam of one interpretation, that it is the time of asr. That is, that your time is up now in life. It's already sunset. You are going to be passing away. So as you come to the end, then the time becomes more valuable. You must make more qadr, appreciate it more. Don't waste it, like you only got that few minutes to board the plane. Now there you can't waste any time whatsoever in anything. Even if you have to go to the toilet, you'll have to control yourself. There now, the time is so important. So time is very, very valuable. Time is a qudrat of Allah. Time is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. It's only in time that we can prepare for akhirat. It's only in this time that Allah has given us that the real purpose to recognize Allah Ta'ala, we can only do it in this time. So, and the time is running out. As somebody has said, time is like a block of ice, a cube of ice, a block of ice. If you put it in the water will become cold. If you leave it like that, you won't notice it's melting, it's getting finished. But before you know, in front of your eyes, that whole block of ice is melted and it's nothing now. And if you didn't put it in the water, it's wasted. So just like that, this time, if we make it valuable, it will become very valuable. A person on a hot day drinks that cold water, how he enjoys it. So if we make our time valuable. And on the other hand, if we just leave it like that, it's passing. Time and tide waits for no man. It just carries on and on all the time. So this time which Allah has given, we should see. And then another very great thing Allah has given us with regard to time, and that is also from Allah Ta'ala, is the measurement of time, that we can measure time. We say there are 365 days in the year according to the sun. Calculations are made according to the moon, about 355 days. All this is the measurement of this time is a great thing. Like, for example, we say Fajr will be so many minutes at this time before sunrise. Now, if we didn't have measurement of time, how could we let people know we're going to make Fajr at 6 o'clock, for example? If you give a loan to somebody and you tell him 2 months, he says, I want a loan for 2 months. This 2 months, we just take it for granted. We are born. But these are all ni'mats from Allah Ta'ala. Inna iddat ash-shuhuri inda Allah ithna ashara shahran fi kitabillah. How lot Allah has emphasized how this time, the 12 months Allah has made. And with what great emphasis. And in the great kitab, below him, Mahfuz, Allah has recorded it there. So this time, we never even think of time. We perhaps will think it's a new year that has come in, that I've turned so many years now in my life. That's all we think. But the time itself, we don't think of it. So time is a very great factor. Allah give us tawfiq to understand the qudrat of Allah. And what a khallaq-e azim, what a great creator Allah is. What a khallaq-e alim, what a knowledgeable Allah Ta'ala is, that Allah created something which is an abstract thing. And usually to perceive, to understand abstract things, you really have to apply yourself, your mind. And if you don't apply, it just goes past. Like, for example, a person swimming in a river 100 meters. One is the person who just swam through, just the top surface he covered. And one other person is he went down inside. And all the things which are inside, he realized what things they are. So most of us, we are just on the surface, we're just passing through life. And what is in life, we got no idea. We don't go down. What are the great things? Many of us will read Quran Sharif from Alhamdu till Qul A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, all just on the surface. We never, even good ulama, we don't take the trouble of going down inside. And what treasures there are in the Quran Sharif, even if we pick up one or two of those treasures, what a person will get. But we just go past on the surface. So time also, think about it. It shows the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And that Allah is taking qasam on time. That should be enough for us to make us think of what time is. And then the measurement of time that Allah has given us. What a great ni'mat. If we did not have this measurement, we say Bayan is going to start at 12:15. If we did not have this measurement, how should our life go? Anything and everything in our life, everything is connected with time. We are passing through time all the time, and we don't pay any attention to time. We are so much involved in it, but we don't pay any attention to it. So anyway, then this word asr, either it means general time at large, and Allah is taking qasam on that, or it refers to the namaz of asr. And when it refers to the namaz of asr, after asr is already maghrib time. Like for the Hanafis, we make namaz of a delayed asr, the sunnah time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after asr, there is about 50 minutes left. Hardly an hour, and it's maghrib time already. All the other namazes, there is more time in between. So in other words, your time, or the time of asr for you has come already. Now you've got no time to waste. Like, for example, you told your children, you told somebody you must get this work done. And asr time, you ask them the work is done, they say no. You say it's asr time already. You haven't still done it. In other words, there's no time left now. Like that, we should take for all who are young also, because nobody knows when his mort is going to come. The most uncertain thing in life is life. And the most certain thing is death. Nobody knows how long he's going to live. Certainly everyone knows he's going to die. When he's going to die, nobody knows. Sometimes a young person, healthy, nothing wrong with him. Accident perhaps, one stray bullet hits him, anything, a heart attack, it happens. Young people also just pass away suddenly. So our time, we are already like at the end. You've got no time to waste. Like that we should take it. Time is very, very close now, and we are leaving the world. And then with regard to all this, Allah Ta'ala makes a broad statement and says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. That man, and al-insan, all men, everyone is included. The believers, non-believers, those who are pious, who are not pious, with regard to the matters of time, people are at a great loss. Because even righteous and pious people, very few exceptions, who make qadr of time, and for whom time is important. Otherwise, we just waste time. On a phone call, how much time goes? Just chatting with somebody, we're just having a cup of tea, we're having meals, and how lot of time we are just talking. And really, if at the end you analyze what we spoke about, nothing. And really, if we're making effort only for dunya, lot of effort. We put up lot of buildings also, lot of investments we made. But at the end of life, what was that? Nothing. You leave it all behind. On the walls of Jannah, there is written, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And ma qaddamna wajadna, what we had sent forward to akhirat, we found that. وَمَا أَكَلْنَا رَبِحْنَا, what we ate, it was of benefit, what we used in the dunya. And وَمَا تَرَكْنَا خَسِرْنَا, and what we left behind, oh, it's a big loss for us. And everyone is making so much effort, more investments, more bank balance, more of dunya, houses, and all that is going to be left behind. The real life is the life of the akhirat. So time that we have wasted, we think we spend our time very well, getting big university degrees, putting up big businesses, making big investments, all the time was wasted. What was necessary of dunya, that we should have done. One buzurg says that I measured how much of time it takes to eat a roti, and how much that flour the roti is made with, if you put it in your mouth and you just drink water over it, and you'll get the strength of it. It doesn't have to be a roti. So he says the difference in the time I saw was 70 times I can say Subhanallah. Now to say 70 times Subhanallah, 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 not even a minute, not even half a minute. That also he made qadr, and he stopped eating roti. He says, I can save so much time to prepare for akhirat. So these are people who made qadr of time. Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu al-Ghudda, a Syrian alim, very great, and much connected with our ulama, on one of his trips to India, he met one buzurg of ours, and he, in his room, he had two doors by which he could go out. And by both doors, he had a pair of sandals. So Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu al-Ghudda, rahmatullah alayhi, told him, isn't this israf, extravagance, that you are using two pairs of, now see where their mind goes, and how many pairs of shoes we got, which we don't use, which are in the cupboard, and we don't even use them, even just that two sandals, he says, isn't this extravagant? So he said, when sometimes I have to go from this door, and I don't want to waste the time to go to that door to pick up the sandals and put them here. And when I want to go out from this door, I don't want to waste the time to go and pick up the sandals if they are at that door. Just now, how long will it take? His house, not even perhaps 2 meters, the small room, to walk just 2 meters. How long will it take? But even that time, they appreciate it. And we actually go for holidays to go and spend time just to cool off. Where a person has got time to cool off in this dunya? A person who's got the slightest idea of akhirat, of qabr, to save ourselves from the torments and the azab from there. And if that we have achieved, Allah granted to us, then to make how much we can make for the akhirat, we got no time to waste. سنچو او بزرگ حاجی امداد اللہ مہاجر مکی رحمت اللہ علیہ never slept in his life with his legs stretched out. That is taking a nice peaceful sleep. He slept with his legs pulled in. So one time his khadim told him, Hazrat, stretch out your legs and have a nice good sleep. So he said, Baula, stupid, we've come in the mad person, have we come in this world to sleep? We haven't come here to sleep. So how much sleep is necessary? He should get that amount of sleep. And then he should be up again. Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali should say, when you sleep and you get your sleep, when you are woken up by mosquito bites or bed bugs, actually this is the alarm clock of Allah that you had enough sleep now. Till you are really need sleep, the mosquitoes can bite you, you won't feel it. When you are in that deep sleep of yours, bed bugs bite you, you won't feel it. But when you start feeling it, it means now your how much sleep you actually need it is enough now. That's why now you are you can you are awake. Like for example, when we sleep and our eyes open, but we're still drowsy, mind is not working, but we know somebody is talking, somebody put the light on or whatever. So the basic sleep has been completed already. Now it is the extra which you don't really need. So these people, even they sleep, they're eating, everything. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when I go to the toilet, I don't waste my time in the toilet. And the toilet is such a place, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali should say, it's a jail for which there is no bail. You can't pay bail that I don't want to go to the toilet, I'll pay bail. Like a person has to go to jail, then he pays bail and he comes out of the jail. But toilet, and you can't ask anyone else, whether it's your wife who loves you so much that I haven't got time, you go to toilet for me. She can't go, nobody can go, you have to go yourself. And the time is going to occupy you. But Mufti Shafi Sahib says, that time, the can for water, the jug, I clean that in that time. So I don't waste my time in there also. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali says, when you are in the toilet, make the muraqabah, that what are you, O insan? When you sat at the dastarkhan, how wonderful the food came there, how it was presented. And after you ate, then how the dastarkhan looks. After that, the tissues which are lying there, dirty tissues, the bones that are lying there, everything like a war zone after the meal. And you ate that food which was such wonderful food, presented so wonderfully. This is what I did to it. Now it's in the toilet. That now it is urine. And now it is stool. Smelling. Stinking. I can't take the smell myself also. This is what I am, insan. So in that way, at that time also, you can bring this humbleness that I'm thinking I'm a great person. I'm a big person. But me, what am I? This wonderful ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, the biryani, the roast, whatever food we ate. And now what I made out of it? I made stool out of it. There is a trouser, a kurta, anything, brand new. It's got its value. But the minute I wore it, now it's second hand. Now the value is not the same. You take it back to the shop, they say, sorry, we can't take it back. You have worn it now. Or if they do, they will reduce the price. We won't give you the full amount. This is what insan is. That whatever comes in contact with him, you buy a brand new motor car. You drove it one round around, one block around, you bring it back. Now I'm not happy with this car. Now it's a second-hand car. Now it's a used car. It's no more a brand new car. This is what insan is. So time also we should value it very, very greatly. Allah says a person who doesn't value time, innal insan lafi khusra. And when Allah says, Allah, whether we understand it, we fathom it, we understand the meaning, what is Allah saying, or we don't. But the reality of the matter is what Allah says is 100% true. Whether we understand it now or we don't. Whether we're going to understand it in the qabr and akhirah, wherever insan thinks, I'm not at a loss. Allah says, in an iman at last is at loss who don't value time and who don't do what has to be done in time. They don't do what they have to be doing. So those people, in al insan lafi khusrin, in total loss all those people are. So who of us really think that we are at loss? Allah is saying that you are at loss. So much so that in Jannat also, a person, those moments in which he did not make the zikr of Allah in his life, he will be sorrowful of them. He will see the loss, great loss that I suffered. Just I could say Subhanallah at that time. I could read La ilaha illallah. I could read Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I didn't. I just let the time go. So, and how many of us think of it that it is a loss? Some people were walking, a group of people, and they were to cross a jungle. They got lost middle of the night. They were traveling, walking at night, and they got lost. They came across a place in that jungle where there were shining stones they saw. So they saw, it looks like these are very valuable stones, diamonds, nuggets, not that you have to dig in the ground to find them. They are laying on the ground just to pick up. So some of them thought, I'll pick up 2-3 stones, other ones 5-10, other ones 20-30. Others said that we are lost. We are carrying our baggage, bedding, everything, and now we still carry stones. I'm not taking no stones here. So anyway, they picked up how everyone, whatever. They came out in the morning. They came out in the village where they wanted to go. And they explained to these people what happened at night. We got lost and we passed this place. They say, oh, that was the most expensive, valuable diamonds in the world. And with least effort you get them. They are nuggets, they just on the... But we never dare to go there, because the wild animals that are there, crooks have made it their hideouts, and they come and hide, and you are in great danger there. You people did not know, and you came out safely. Now when they realize that what valuable those diamonds, those who picked up 2-3, will they be happy or sorrowful? They'll be sorrowful. Those who picked up 20-30, they also will be. And those who didn't pick up, just like that, we are going through this dunya. We are passing through time. And all the nuggets, not of diamonds which have got no value for akhirat, but of all the wonderful du'as we can read, the great, great wazifas we can read, simple, easy, no time consuming, no difficulty on the tongue or anything, but we are not doing it. We are passing. We just passed the 10 days of Zulhijjah. How valuable. How many of us took the advantage? Not long we passed Ramadan. What a great month. What valuable opportunities. And just so easy to get all this great, great value. But we just passed by. So in Jannat, that will be also a source of sorrow. So Allah says, that mankind generally is at loss. What is it that we have to do in this time? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The greatest thing is Iman. We have been given this time to make our Iman, to have that conviction on Allah Ta'ala. And this Iman, that Allah alone is the doer of everything. It must come deep into the recesses, into every crevice of our heart and our mind, that we can do nothing. The dunya can do nothing whatsoever. And that our success is not in wealth. It's not in degrees. It's not in health. It's not in dunya, in anything of this dunya. Our success is only in obeying the commands of Allah Ta'ala in the akhirah. This conviction comes that this dunya is nothing. If it has any value, it is mazra'atul akhirah. We use it to prepare for akhirat. Otherwise, dunya itself, what we call dunya, all the things and the temptations of this dunya, the glitter and glamour of this dunya, that full conviction till it doesn't come in the heart, this is absolutely not zero, it is minus. Till then, our iman is not made. And that the smallest command of Allah is the greatest thing in my life, is the greatest thing in this dunya. Every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we might term it a small sunnah, but for me it is the biggest thing in my life. This iman has to come into our heart. That we, that respect and honor, izzat or zillat, kamyabi or nakamyabi, to be successful, to be unsuccessful, to live a peace of life and of happiness and or sorrow, all that has nothing to do with the dunya's things. It is all in the hands of Allah. When Allah wants to, then Fir'aun, with all his infrastructure and all his buildings and everything that he had, Allah made him a total failure. And Bani Israel, who were living in mud houses, when Allah wanted to, without anything of the dunya, Allah made them 100% successful. So that iman, illa alladhina amanu, has to come into our. So our time will be valuable, and those are the people who have appreciated time, and they are out of that innal insana lafi khusr. Man is in loss. Man is in suffering. Man is in chaos. Is it total destruction? Those people who have made that iman, not the words of iman, the reality of iman. Not to be happy that I read La ilaha illallah, but it's La ilaha illallah in my life. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam presented it to the Quraysh, and there were those who that said, Alihada jama'atana, you gathered us for this small thing, that we must just believe in La ilaha illallah. But those who realized the reality, he said, not one word, 10 of your words we are prepared to accept. That if you say we'll become the leaders of the world, and we'll be totally successful in the world, 10 of those things. And when they realized that, what was it? It meant you must negate all your idols. You must negate everything in the world. Illallah. Must negate yourself also. Negate your own brains also. Negate all your own things also. Illallah. Allah alone is the... That is what is called iman. So that iman, if we make effort, then this worldly life of ours has become valuable. Today we attach value to material things. And we make effort for material things. Things have become valuable in our eyes. My car is valuable. My house is valuable. My shoes are valuable. Somebody messes my shoes, I fight with the person. All the small things of dunya have become valuable. But insan himself has lost his value. We don't know what our value is. We made effort on things. Things became valuable. We did not make effort on ourselves. We did not make effort on this time Allah has given us. Time got no value. Who of us have got value for time? We don't worry about time. So we have to make effort on the real things. So the first thing is iman. وَإِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and amali salihah. These are the two main things what we have to make. And for that to bring iman and amali salihah, that namaz is the most value in my life. A person who misses one namaz, and some hadith it refers to asr namaz, it is like you have lost all your family and all your wealth. Who of us feels like that? If we miss our takbir-e-ula, we miss our jamaat, what does it mean to us? Nothing. We must have my tilawat. Every day I read quarter supara. I read two suparas. Today I didn't read. It doesn't mean anything. But if I didn't have my breakfast, if I didn't have my lunch, I didn't have my 4 o'clock tea, then it's a big issue. So the things of deen, illa alladhina, when the amal start taking value in our lives, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. And for that, there are two things which are required to achieve it. وَتُوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ. Until we don't speak the truth, we don't give da'wat of the truth, we don't have ta'aleem, we don't attend bayans, we don't make this effort to bring it in us, iman and amal won't come. Sitting in our shops and expecting iman and amal to come, fishing, and we have got our 2-3 fishing rods in the water, and we think iman and amal going to come in our life, we are fooling ourselves. We can be big maulanas also, and big mashayikh, and we have gone hunting, for example, and we think iman and amal going to come in our life. No, that you need that mahal for it. Whether it is in the form of tabligh and da'wat, darul ulooms, khanqahs, and there also, that not just on the surface we are moving, but that iman and amal is coming into our lives. And for that, you need sabr. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. A person who can't make sabr, and he can't go and sit in such an environment, spend 40 days in jamaat, 40 days in a khanqa, spend 6 years in a Darul Uloom. He can't do all that, and he wants to be in dunya. Or while he's there, he's still tempted with all dunya things. We are in jamaat, but our cell phone. We are not in jamaat. We are in etikaf, but the cell phone. We're fooling ourselves, I mean etikaf. So etikaf means seclusion. Jamaat has got a specific, if you are in that amal of jamaat, then you are in jamaat. But if you are in jamaat and with your cell phone and you are in contact with the world, you can be in the masjids and that, but you are not one moment in jamaat. Forget I'm giving 40 days and 4 months. Not 1 minute, we're in the khanqa. We are gone for Hajj Umrah, but our mind is in on the world. We are not in those places. So the reality of it comes. Otherwise, Allah's clear warning, innal insana, Muslims and non-Muslims, believers and non-believers, if we don't make this effort of reality, lafi khusr, we will be in loss. Dunya's life will be in loss. Clearly it will come at the time of maut, in the qabr. Then we'll see what that loss is. So Allah has warned us, a small surah with a very big story and a very big reality behind it. May Allah bless me and us all with it, and take the lesson and make our lives valuable, inshallah.